Hello and welcome to the Mother's Empowerment Podcast. I'm your host, Isabel Bridges, and here on this show, we dive deep into all things mothering, sistering, and humaning. Because the roles that you play are something you learned, not who you are. Let's begin. Hey there, and welcome back to the Mother's Empowerment Podcast. We are in the month of March, which for all of those Mother's Empowerment Sisterhood women, that means we are manifesting creative power. And I'm so excited to bring on women's mentor and water priestess, Ashley Sunshine. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Okay, so Ashley, like I introduced, is a priestess. We're going to dive into exactly what that is. And I am really excited to learn about what it means to be specifically a water priestess. So we're going to learn about that. But before we do, Ashley, will you just tell us about your work and how you show up in the world? And then we'll dive into the conversation.
Thank you so much for asking. And I'm so excited to have this conversation about priestessing and water priestess. And it's really a time in our world where this just consciousness is coming forward for us. So it's awesome to be talking about it and feeling that wave of women curious about that path. And the way that I show up in the world is through, well, I'm coming from a background of yoga. So yoga is my bread and butter. Yoga is my original teaching. And I'm originally a student of yoga. And so that really weaves into everything I do. And I still teach yoga. And I'm actually now teaching womb yoga, a sacred alliance with the womb. But this work with yoga and developing my own teacher training and graduating dozens of students led me to be a mentor for women in spiritual business. So they would graduate the trainings and realize that they weren't really living a life that was feeling authentic to their heart, and realizing that there must be a better way to live that's outside of the status quo. And so I was called forth to support people to help them take their spiritual gifts and turn them into a lifestyle and a business. And so this is where I'm coming from right now. And actually my life is like spirit is guiding me right now in an expansion into realizing that I've actually been serving priestesses, and priests, mostly women, to be in service of the divine through their work. And almost in a way, let the divine light guide them in the major and minor choices in their life. And at the same time, using their power and presence in this world to create the life that they want to live. And so this has led me to be ceremonialist and guide women and myself through life's transitions, through empowerment, through really getting to know ourselves and taking really good care of our human self through ceremony and certain initiations. So that's where I'm standing now. And it's really, I'm on this precipice of opening the floodgates to like declaring and showing up in the world as the priestess that I've been kind of behind the curtain.
This is going to air on YouTube too. So if you're watching this, I'm tearing up because this conversation is so aligned to where I am right now. I just got a text 5 minutes before we got on this conversation that our offer, our counter was received, and we're going to be homeowners, close to my family, by the beach. This is really, really an aligned conversation for me. And I'm so excited to share your work. I want to ask you a question.
Congrats.
And I know that you're going to answer it through this lens of water priestessing. So I'm really excited to hear your answer. What does empowerment mean to you?
Yeah, empowerment is, it's so important. It's something worthy of our attention. It's something worthy of our energy, to look at feeling power and playing with our power and understanding what our power is. And I've been just actually researching about Inanna, one of the very original ancient goddesses, that civilization, you know, before kind of civilization, used to really worship and honor her. And she was able to take her energy, her life force energy, and specifically her sexual energy as a woman, as a feminine force goddess in this world, and use that, her power, to create her reality, to bring her desires to life, to so deeply trust her desires that she allows them to move through her and express fully in this world. So I really love that she just came through, because she brings these codes of empowerment around owning your desires. And then there's this piece that kind of gets really into the spiritual plane, but to realize that our desires come from a cosmic source, or they come from something greater than just us. You know, they come from nature. And so we become vessels of these desires, and we allow them to come through, and we move through any shame or any guilt that it comes up. And we see that these desires are actually teachers that are here to bring us challenges. And empowerment is facing those challenges and continue moving towards your desires, right? Because you trust them, because there's something greater than you. And it's not really an ego thing, like, if I don't get this desire, I won't be good enough, right? Empowerment is knowing you're good enough already, no matter what. And, you know, realizing we're here in this human world to play and to experience good and joy and all the things, all of the human emotions we're here to experience. So allowing yourself to experience all of them as well. Wow, it's so much. It's such a juicy topic. And thank you for asking. And I feel like this is a really big core of what is awakening within women right now, and this important question. So thank you.
Yeah, empowerment, awakening empowerment.
Yes.
Okay. So talk to us about water priestessing. Well, let's kind of define priestessing, and then your take on water priestessing.
Yeah. Okay. So a priestess is traditionally a woman, although there's obviously priests and priestex and it could be anyone who really decides to give their life force to the divine. So it's kind of the ultimate empowerment, right? The ultimate, I'm using my power here in this world for the divine light to move through me and guide me, and be of service to the whole. So that's a really big part of priestessing. So the goddess is kind of like, you know, stepping into that divine feminine energy, really like embodying it, having fun with your femininity, enjoying the life force that flows through you, and discovering all the different sides of this life force, right? Like the Kali side, or the rigid side, or the, you know, the fertility goddess side, right? All these different goddesses. And then the priestess is the one who takes all that energy and all those potentials and all those archetypes and channels them, focuses them to be of service to beauty and life and love.
And so, Inanna was a priestess. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yes. A goddess and a priestess. Mm-hmm. And she had a whole cohort of priestesses that were behind her and that she taught as well, and that were in service to her, and she was in service to them. And this was the lineage where we come from. And this is the lineage that I'm really diving into with my studies and research and meditations, is what is this lineage of priestesses that we're all coming from? So many of us were priestesses in past lifetimes. We were in service. I was just talking to a good friend of mine who, she always has these issues. She just broke up with a partner from 8 years and is now, entering into new relationships with new guys and is finding that guys are falling in love with her very easily. And this has always been something that she experienced. Mm-hmm. People fall in love with her very easily. They have an amazing, like exciting time. And then she breaks their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it from this lens of you were actually a sexual priestess in your past lifetimes, and you came here to continue that work. And so it's not that you broke their heart. It's that they came to you to come through an initiation. And they were finished with that. So now they need to go. Mm-hmm. And it's like when we look at things through that lens and we're like, oh, it's not just this lifetime. Oh, it's not just a problem that I have. Oh, I'm actually a being that has lifetimes of experience and I'm here to fulfill a certain role. Mm-hmm. And the things that I do day to day are part of that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah. So this is the priestess knows that all the parts of her life are a part of her divine service. And like realizes that her flaws are just, or like not flaws, but her challenges are just gifts. And then a water priestess is the same thing, but using water as a main tool to be of service and being of service to the waters, mm-hmm. right? To being of service to restoring the waters to their original, pristine, crystalline structure.
How do you do that?
Wow. So I will talk about this more in the workshop that I'm going to be giving this Thursday. Okay. And really dive into water structure and why water is a liquid crystal and how water actually listens to and feels what we are doing to it and around it. And water used to be fully in the hydraulic cycle of our planet. So the hydraulic cycle, right? It's like rain down through the rivers and then down to the sea and then evaporating back to the clouds and, you know, going through this beautiful cycle. So water's naturally always in movement. It's always in flow and it moves in spirals and crystals and all kinds of cool formations. Once that water is taken out of the hydraulic cycle, which is what we've done in our societies, we take the water out of the cycle, we put it into giant vessels and treat it with chemicals and let it sit there, you know, and then send it through pipes that are straight lines and right angles, which are not the natural movement of water. So what happens is water loses its life force energy. And so its structure, it loses its life force energy because it loses its crystalline liquid crystal structure and becomes what is called bulk water. And bulk water is at a low level of structure and crystallization and can't hold as much life energy and information that water that is structured can hold. So in order to restructure the water, we have to enter it back into a natural and loving and structured environment. Hmm. So there's one obvious thing that's called a water structurer, and it's basically like a vortexer. And so you can put your water inside of a vortexer and it basically structures it. And then you can drink that structured water and that's going to be better for your biology. It's going to be more compatible to your bio water.
Is this something we can put in the show notes? Is there a...
Yes, okay. 100%.
So we'll do that.
Yeah. The water spiraler, I will
and
share
we'll
my favorite.
And also include a link to your event on Thursday.
Yes, yeah. Totally, totally. Good. And my favorite spiraler vortexer is called the Mayu. this, your body is also a water structurer and a water filter. If you don't filter your water, your body becomes the water filter. So your body also will structure water because biology needs structured water. And aging is actually a slow process of dehydration. Where your you're losing the structured water in your body. And actually almost 100% of us are dehydrated, clinically dehydrated, because we're not drinking the proper structured water that our body needs. So you can structure the water, and by doing different rituals and practices like prayer, water blessings, baptisms, anointing, working with the water, being present with the water. This helps to restructure the water as well. And it's being, you know, this is like all new science relatively, but it's slowly being proven in science that our prayer, our thoughts, our, our actions, our loving actions can restructure the water. And so that's what we do in water priestessing. And there's infinite arts and ritual and ceremony that we can do to reconnect to this very powerful life force that has been with us for our whole life. Like, since the moment you were conceived, water has been with you. Since the moment you were born, the waters came out and you had your first suckle at the breast. You had your first bath by your mother. You know, you've been initiated. You dipped into a pool for the first time. You know, you've had all these experiences with water in your life, and we don't really get to know her. We don't really know what she's actually doing for us. So in the water priestess practice, we start to really unlock this magical door of getting to know this powerful being that's been with us for our whole life, that we just take for granted as like a liquid, like a random liquid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when we start to acknowledge and work with water in that way, she starts to restructure as well. And there's so much more I can tell you about how, but I'll stop there, because there's just like, you know, it's infinite.
Okay, let's pause here just for a minute. And I'd like to invite you to close your eyes if it's safe and if you want to, and think or imagine or envision something that you desire. What is calling to you right now? What is something that you have been dreaming about for a long time? Could be an internal state, could be an outward experience, but something that, when you think about this, it makes your heart swell. Well, this is what we're going to be focusing on inside of the Mother's Empowerment Sisterhood during the month of March. So if you'd like to manifest your creative power inside the container of sisterhood, here's your chance. You can learn more at isabelbridges.com/membership. Now on with the episode.
Yeah. And you mentioned, water is with us our entire life. So including in the womb. And I know you do womb yoga. So what is womb yoga?
So womb yoga is a practice that I've been really receiving in my own exploration. And it's, for me, it's a sacred alliance with the womb. And our bodies are made up of a structure. We have this beautiful structure, just like water molecules have structure. Our body is made up of, actually 99% of our body's molecules are water. Mm-hmm. So we're 70% water by volume. But so we have this beautiful structure in and around our body, and these power points of energy. And our womb, especially for women, but also for men, have etheric wombs. People without a womb still have the energetic womb, that we can connect to this cosmic creativity point from the womb, from the center. And it's like we can connect to the cosmic womb. So it's, womb yoga is a healing practice, because all of us have pain and tension around the womb, maybe not 100%, but almost all of us. And so it's a healing, it's an opening, and it's a forming of a sacred alliance with the womb. And it's really the water that brought me to that practice. Because the water and the womb are, they're the sacral chakra. They're so interrelated, so connected to creativity and the process of creation. So it's connecting to our ability to birth, and the birthing water is the fertile essence of our being, which is what water is. Water is a representation of the fertile essence of the universe, really.
Yeah. So we're not even an ownership of our own fertility. It's just like almost an essence in and of itself, that fertility.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a part of of our structure, of our grid, of the gifts that we received.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I want to just mention here that Ashley is going to be our mentor for our mentor conversation on Monday. Let's see, what's the date on Monday? The 11th at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And tell us a little bit about what we'll be doing for that conversation.
Okay, great. So we are going to learn a bit more about water's role in our life and dive a bit more into paying attention to how we interact with water on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And then how that water that we have in our life can reflect reflect more of an essence of who we are and help us to go into a deeper state of awareness about who we are and what our desires are.
Mm-hmm.
And then how to use the water rituals. And so I'm going to introduce a couple different water rituals, including a water blessing and an anointing practice that we will learn how to really use the practices to connect more deeply with water, to learn from water, to ally with water, and to tap into the network of water. Because as I said, it's like this hydraulic cycle. Mm-hmm. So it's really connecting all things. So we're going to tap into this grid of water that connects all things and begin to interact with it through our rituals. And my intention is to support anyone who comes to this workshop to use water as a manifestation tool, to really manifest and get in tune with your heart's true desires. And that's what I love about water is it's universal and it's like truth. So we're not here to fuel the ego. We're not here to, attach to a certain outcomes and identities. We're here to open up to communication with the natural world and with water and with the universe. And then, through that connection, tap into our desires and then use our action and free will and the powers of water to bring them to life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm so excited for that. And I'm realizing how much there is to know about water. It's a whole field that I don't know that much about. I do know something about what you're talking about. And I'm not going to be able to say his name, but there's a gentleman who wrote a whole book, and I believe he's a scientist, about how the structure of the water actually changes when spoken to.
Yeah. Emoto, Dr. Yes. Emoto. Yeah.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about his work. And I'm so curious your take on it and if this is something that you do with your own water and how also specifically ways that we can use that technique with our children.
Oh, I love that. Okay, that's interesting. So I love his work and I also love the work of Veda Austin. She kind of took his stuff to the next level. And I just want to say, I know that he got criticism, but I want to address that for a moment because he was very picky about who he allowed into the lab. And this is why he got a lot of criticism because skeptical people weren't actually allowed to be a part of his experiments. It's because what he realized is that he tested, and Veda Austin also is involved in some of this work, tested different influences on water such as, you know, Wi-Fi and microwave radiation, the sounds of birds, the sounds of the ocean, like what these different things affect, how they affected the water. And they found that hands down, human consciousness is the most powerful influencer over water. Human consciousness affects it hands down out of the water so much more than anything else. So this is just like, okay, of course you have to be picky about who you're allowing in.
And we're made of water. So that impacts us directly.
Exactly.
Not just the water in your glass, but it impacts our, what, our being.
Yes. Your thoughts, your way of being. So what he found was that if you direct certain specific focused thoughts onto water, such as I love you or I hate you, the water structure when frozen changes, and it would be way more aesthetic and in sacred geometrical beautiful patterns when told things like love and beauty. And it was in a distorted and irregular chaotic patterns when told the negative things. Right. So this is the basic of his work. And then Veda Austin takes it further, and she actually experiments with imprinting ideas and images onto water and seeing how it responds. And then, like, basically has created this incredible oracle process with water, where it has, there's water glyphs and water speaks and water is expressing language and can actually have oracular powers, which is amazing. I highly recommend her work.
We'll include a link to her work in the show notes as well.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So yes, I work with water blessings a lot. I have different waters. I collect different waters from different springs and I mix them, and I use selenite actually a lot to help cleanse my water. And I use a vortexer. And the vortexed water is much more receptive, because structured water is much more receptive to information. So when the water is vortexing, I will oftentimes sing into the water and I'll just express my love. Even a simple I love you or a repetition of I love you just feels different. And so I've noticed a big difference in my life from that practice over the last few years. So, and what's so cool about kids is that they're super into water stuff. Like, I don't have kids myself, but I have a bunch of friends who have kids, and they are like so excited about the water. I showed my friend findaspring.com, which I also share in the show notes. Okay. If you want to find freshwater springs around you, you can go to findaspring.com. Usually it's pretty good. Like, it's a great site. So he like goes on the site now, and he's like 8 and finds them springs to go to together. And sings to the springs and finds the spring songs and gives the spring rocks that he finds, you know, and he'll give them to specific springs. So kids are super open to this work, and like, it comes so naturally to them, which says something, you know, about how this was kind of extracted from our awareness. But so I think just really getting kids involved and having them speak to their water, having them like tell their water their blessings. And of course, obviously the way you speak to your kids makes a big difference, because they're made of water. So as much as we do have to discipline, you know, it's also important to have a lot of words of affirmation and a lot of praise for each other. And it just goes with everyone, you know. Think how much better you feel when someone gives you a compliment. It's like, water feels that way too. And you know, so I would really just get them involved and ask them questions and ask them what they think the water thinks and stuff like that, you know, like play with that realm of imagination and play.
And how wise they are in honoring their wisdom by asking them.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I just want to pause here and tune in to our listeners and what they might want to ask you. So I'm just going to be quiet for a minute, which I know is not what you would think we would be doing on a podcast. Okay, here it is. Transition. How does water help us move through a transition? And I'm asking this question for me, and obviously also for our listeners, but I'm in a massive transition in my own life. Ooh, and I'm noticing some rigidity coming in. So I'm really wanting the flow, but I'm feeling that like I need it to go a certain way. So that's kind of where I'm coming from.
That's so cool. Rigidity. So I'm just going to note that in my mind. So first of all, I just want to bring our attention to all the spiritual and religious rituals that are around water. So baptism, ritual washing, ritual cleansing. Wow, there's so many libations, ritual pourings. Wow, it's just endless how many of these, like water blessings, you know, like spritzing water in places, having holy water at the door that you can like bless yourself with when you walk through the door. So just to even be aware of that, be like, oh my goodness, water is used so much in transitions in Christianity, Judaism, Muslim, Hindu. So many Taoism, Buddhism, like it's everywhere. So taking from that, that wisdom is really powerful. And so there's just so much we can talk about with that. But specifically for rigidity, and it sounds like, you know, it's coming, which it's very normal to have a lot of fear come up around change and transition and not wanting to go into the unknown. And so there's a big teacher of water to go into the unknown and allow ourselves to go into the unknown. So that could mean, you know, really just having a nice soak or a nice long swim or just something. It sounds like immersing and even allowing yourself to go into that fear for a moment of just like the unknown through being held by water. Mm. So that's what I'm imagining you like. Soaking, you know, maybe even getting a spa day where you can just be in some hot tubs and just be there for a whole day and decompress. Or even if you don't have that much time, it could be an hour. And I want to say too, that something that is so powerful for me in transition specifically is self baptism. And so it's not related to the religious. It's really connecting to primordial energy of water and the great mother who comes through the water. And the baptism is really about cleansing, like the last segment that you just had, and kind of like telling yourself that you are ready for this next phase. Mm-hmm. So you're cleansing yourself, but then also acknowledging all of the gifts that you received during the time of your last segment, like whatever you're transitioning from, and all the gifts that you've received, the challenges you've gone through, the strengths that you've shown yourself, the things you kind of proved yourself wrong and you made it anyway, you know, and taking a moment. So the baptism is really about taking a moment to recognize and honor all those things from that phase and reminding yourself that you're ready to, that you're capable and ready. And you've picked up these gifts and you're now putting them in your pocket and ready to go forward. So it's something I really like to do actually in a dress and get into a pool or the ocean and just like let myself float around and bless myself with the water and do my best to recognize and honor myself, like as if I was looking at myself from the eyes of water.
That's so beautiful. Thank you for that. I will do that. And I will share my experience with you and
great,
with our listeners.
Yes.
We are transitioning towards our closing. So I want to make sure that you have said what you want to say here. Is there anything left unsaid before we close?
So there's just something really beautiful that was coming through earlier that I'll share. And it's that, you know, we've been in this relationship with water for our whole life. And also water has been in relationship to us. So we start to understand more of this science behind, and it's like, we don't even need to, because the ancient cultures knew this across the world. They knew the wisdom of water, the intelligence of water. Some cultures say that we are the dream thoughts of water. Mm. You know, it's very deep. There's like a deep cosmology in many cultures about water. But because our brains are now oriented to the scientific and logical, it's like we can now hook into those beliefs that they already knew. And so it has to do with the structure of water and how water has memory and how water gets to know you. And so you've had a relationship with water, and water's also had a relationship with you, and water has seen what you've gone through, and water has, like, you know, been structured based on your energy, your frequency, your vibration has impacted the water. Mm. And so it's not only that, but it's that water has touched everyone and everything all over the planet. And it's the same water. Mm. So the same water that's circulating through you, that you're building a relationship with, is building a relationship with everyone. So it becomes this channel network connector between all of us that holds the information about the cosmos, about the origins of our world, about even the future, I believe, because it contains within it so much more than we can even comprehend. So I wanted to close with that in this kind of invitation and enticing doorway that you can choose to step through to really get to know water on another level and realize that it holds so many secrets and so many superpowers for you as you ally with it and open up your logical mind to be more in the feeling and the exploration and the curiosity and the imagination realm, and manifest from that place. Oh, thank you for asking.
Yeah, so good. Okay, so now I ask you the question I ask all my guests, which is, what is a next empowering action you'd like to invite our listeners to take?
One of my favorite things to do is to visit springs. And like I said, there's the website findaspring.com, which we'll put in the show notes. I challenge you to go find a spring and go drink some spring water. Even if it's just a little bit, if you have chronic parasites, that's the one like thing to look out for in drinking non-filtered water. But mainly if it's, you know, on the website, it'll show you, but it's so good for us. It's the best thing we can do for ourselves to drink some water. So I challenge you to go drink some and to go spend a half an hour or an afternoon next to a spring. Give the spring some gifts, some offerings, make a prayer to the spring, take a moment to sit and listen to the sounds of the water and to the surroundings, and spend time in communion. And if you want more support in that, I also challenge you to go to the link that we'll put below and download my guide for honoring Earth's sacred spring. So I have a 24-page guide that shows you how to find a spring, how to commune with springs, how to turn your ordinary trips into nature into a deep connection and ceremony that's also really fun. I challenge you to that.
Amazing, amazing. And then when you do it, share with Ashley and myself what that experience was like. And I will be doing that as well. And Ashley, where can people find you in all the different social media places?
Amazing. So on my Instagram, I actually have a newer account that's called sacred.wellspring. And this is where I'm posting a lot more about springs and water, and also where I'm doing a new initiative called Altars for Peace. In these trying times on our planet, when there's war, and I live in Israel. So there's, you know, I'm really close up close, that I found a really powerful devotional practice of building simple, easy altars for peace, wherever I go in the nature, even at my home. I also want to challenge you to build an altar for peace when you go to your spring. So on sacred.wellspring, there's an initiative about building altars for peace. So please come connect with me and check that out. And other places, it's like Ashley Sunshine. So I'm at ashleysunshine.com. And that's also where you can find my ebook.
Yes, which I have recently received and is so beautiful. Okay, yeah, Ashley.
I'm so glad.
Thank you so much for being here. I look forward to seeing you on Monday for our mentor conversation. Until then, take care.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to the Mother's Empowerment Podcast. That's all for today, my friends. And here's what I want you to remember. Empowerment is an inside job. The only one who can empower you is you. Today's episode was produced by Brendan Lindsay. Intro and outro music are by Matthew Randolph. I'm Isabel Bridges, author of Daddy Daughter Day. I'm also the founder of the Mother's Empowerment Sisterhood. You can learn more about my work and join the sisterhood at isabelbridges.com. I'm offering a 50% off discount for a limited time only. So check it out today, isabelbridges.com.